छोटा होता है ना, चैंटिंग में मुश्किल होती है। रहने दो, ये वाला रहने दो, ये लाइट रहने दो।
सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि शुन्मयं देवं निर्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्ति त्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। सो द डायलॉग बिटवीन मैत्री जी एंड विदुर जी इज गोइंग ऑन। विदुर जी हैज रीच्ड मैत्री जी फॉर द नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ। देन मैत्री जी इज कोटिंग हाउ ब्रह्मा जी डिड द तपस एंड met Paramatma. And when Brahmaji saw Paramatma, then he started praising him. He did the stuti. And in the end of the stuti, he prayed for four things. Number one, in verse number 22, chapter 9, canto 3, it says, Sikshyami Purva Vad Idam. I want to create the whole world as in the previous cycle. Number one. Number two, yunjit karma sa malam cha yatha bijahamyam. I am going to create, I should not have the abhiman, the ahankar of creation. We create small things and say, Kisne banaya? Maine banaya. And the Brahmaji is going to create the whole cosmos. So he is telling that I should not get this ahankar. Why is saying so? Ahankar? What will happen if he has got the ahankar? He becomes a jeev like us. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jeev. And he has already met, he is seeing, he is talking to the Lord. He doesn't want to become jeev again. So if the ego comes, what will happen? He will become a jeev. So he is praying that I should not have this ego. Number three, he said, Ma dirishta nigamasya giram visarga. While I am doing this cosmos, I am creating this cosmos, I should not forget the words of Nigam, the Shastra Veda. I should continuously chant Vedas. Why? So that I could remember you. All the Vedas, they talk about Brahman. See, if I chant continuously Vedas, Vedas, what will happen? I will remember that, Brahman. So he is praying that I should not forget chanting the Vedas. I should not be that much of busy in the cosmos that I forget you. What is our position? we are so busy in one family of four that we have forgotten Lord. But he's saying that I will be creating the whole cosmos, but I should not forget. So therefore, I should continuously chant the Vedas, Nigama, so that I do not forget you. Maharishta Nigamasya Giram Visarga. Visarga means Sarga is already there. What is Sarga? What is Visarga? Sarga means the five great elements already created by the Lord. That is Sarga, primary creation. Brahmaji is not creating these primary things. With these five great elements, now the whole cosmos is to be made by him. That is called Visarga. So while creating the secondary creation, Visarga, I should not forget the Vedas. This is his request. And then he says, Visadam Madhavya Girapanayata Purusha Purana. You are the Purusha Purana. Purana means the ancient, most ancient Purusha you are. You are the Paramatma. Now by your words, you remove my sorrows. Visadam. You remove all my sorrows. By your smiling face, by your words, you remove my sorrow. How sorrow will end? Who is giving sorrow? The world is giving sorrow. Then after that, after doing the stuti, how long Brahmaji can do the stuti? A time will come, he will have to stop. So he did the stuti, and whatever he wanted to pray, he prayed that I want these four things from you. And then he kept quiet. Now Maitriji is saying, what happened thereafter?
Maitreya Uvacha Swasambhavam Nishamayvam Tapo Vidya Samadhivihi Yavan Manovacha Stutva Virarama Sakhinnavata.
Virarama. Virarama means he stopped talking. Who? Brahmaji. After doing this, he stopped. When he realized that Swasambhavam Nishamayvam Tapo Vidya Samadhivi, having realized him that he is my the source. Paramatma is the source of Brahmaji also, because he came from the Nabhi Kamala. So who is the source? Paramatma. Having realized that he is my source, how he got this realization? Tapo Vidya Samadhi bhi. He did three things. He did the tapas. What is tapas? What is tapas? Mana Indriya Ekagrayam Param Tapai. You have to remember always very clearly. This tapa word comes everywhere. What is tapa? What is paramam tapa? Param tapa is that when you are able to control your mind and senses and focus it on one point, on Paramatma, that is called the greatest tapa. Ekagram. Manascha indriyanam. Mana cha means and. Indriyanam, mana all the sense organs, ekagram, concentrating, is param tapa. So he did the tapas, and what is the vidya and samadhi? He did the puja, he did the upasana. He did the puja, upasana, and samadhi. He meditated on that Lord, and then he came to know that he is my source. Samadhi bhi. Yavan mano vachastutva. And then he praised him according to his mind, whatever there was in his mind and his watch. But they all have the limitation. So after praising him, what he did? Then Virarama. Then he stopped. Virarama. And Khinnavat. And he was feeling bad. Then
Athavi Pretamanviksha Brahmano Madhusudanaha Vishnacheta Satena Kalpya Vyatikarambhasa.
Atha Abhipretamanvicha Brahmano Madhusudanaha. Madhusudan, Paramatma. When Paramatma saw him that he is Visannacheta Sa. Visannacheta Sa means he is sorrowful. Why is sorrowful? Kalpa vyatika rambasa. Because the Lord is sleeping on that cosmic water, and in the cosmic water high waves are rising. Seeing those high waves, Brahmaji was a little bit disturbed or became sorrowful. So he, seeing this thing, then he said, and another thing was there in 28.
Loka samsthana vijnana atmana parikhidyatah tamaha gadhaya vacha kasmalam samayanniva.
Loka samsthana vijnanam atmana parikhidyatah, and Brahmaji was not able to know how to create all these lokas. He requested, first request to the Paramatma was that how to create all this loka, you tell me. As I did in the previous cycle, please tell me. So he was not able to know this thing, therefore he was parikhidyatah, he was sorrowful. Tamah agadaya vacha kasmal samaya innava. Then Lord said in his deep essence, tam aha, aha means to speak to him, to Brahmaji, Lord said in deep ascent, vacha kasmalam samayanim, so as to remove his depression, so as to remove his faint-heartedness. Now Lord is going to tell him, Sri Bhagavan vacha, what Lord said to Brahmaji, verbatim. Who is quoting, who is telling? Maitri is saying, to whom? Vidur. So dialogue between Brahmaji and Bhagavan is being quoted by Maitreya to Vidur, who asked some questions about self-knowledge. So Bhagavan ne kya kaha? Now it is coming. So Vidur wanted to have it from Uddhavji. Uddhavji said, yes, Lord has departed and he has given me the knowledge of the self. Vidurji approached Uddhava. He wanted to know about the where is the Lord. So he came to know from Uddhavji that he has already departed. But he gave me the knowledge. He said, give me the knowledge. Uddhavji said, no, Lord has told me to go to Badrinath. I am going to Badrinath. And also told me that you will get knowledge from Maitri. And where is Maitri? Maitri is in Haridwar. So from there they came to Haridwar. And now the dialogue is going on.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Mam Veda Karva Gastandrim Sarga Yuddham Amavaha Tanmaya Paditam Yagre Yan Mam Prathayate Bhavan.
Ma ved garva. Ma means in Sanskrit? No. Ma gas tandri, tandri, tandra means the sleepiness. Or you can say depressed. Ma, don't get depressed. Now, Bhagwan is addressing Brahmaji as ved garva. Ved garva means you are the embodiment of Veda. You know everything. Yanmam prarthayate bhavan, whatever you prayed for, the four things which you have prayed for, he said, tanmaya paditam agre, I have already given you. Is that possible? Before his prayer, Lord is saying that I have already granted you all these four. It's possible. How? Because all the thoughts are illumined by consciousness. He is sitting in Brahmaji also. No? The consciousness between Brahmaji also is the same. So whatever thought comes in our mind, who illumines? The consciousness is illumined. Similarly, Lord came to know what is in his mind. So he said, tanmaya apaditam agre, I have already given to you. Therefore, sargam uddhamavah, now you start the work of srishti, creation you start. The four things which you have wanted, I have already granted you. Number one, now you start and don't get dejected. No tandra. Tandra, we say, in the Hindi word is tandra. Tandra means neend aa rahi hai. आलस, मा तंद्रा, डोंट गेट बी लेजी एंड और डिप्रेस्ड.
भूयस्त्वं तपातिष्ठ विद्यां चैव मदाश्रयां ताभ्यामन्तर्हृदि ब्रह्मन् लोकान् द्रक्ष्यस्य पावृतान्.
भूयः, भूय मीन्स अगेन, भूयः त्वं तपः आतिष्ठ, यु डू तप वन मोर टाइम. व्हाट इज तपस? मनस्य इंद्रियाणाम एकाग्रम परम तपः. ही सेज भूय वंस अगेन, यू डू द तप, कंसंट्रेट योर माइंड, विड्रॉ योर सेंसेस एंड विद्याम चैव मदाश्रयम एंड वर्शिप मी विथ अ मंत्र. विद्या मीन्स उपासना, यू वर्शिप मी विथ अ मंत्र. ताभ्याम अंतर्हृदि ब्रह्मन लोकान द्रक्ष अपावृतान. व्हाट यू विल फाइंड व्हेन यू विड्रॉ फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड, यू मेडिटेट ऑन मी, you will find in antarhridi, not bahir, in your heart, you will find all the lokas, all the 14 lokas where are to be placed, you will come to know lokan drach apabritan. Clearly you will be able to see. You close your eyes, withdraw from the world, in meditate on me, do the mantra puja, and you will come to know about all the lokas very clearly. So what should be our sadhana? If Lord is saying, telling to Brahmaji, do the tapas, what also we have to, what we are supposed to do? Tapa. What is tapa? Manaste indriyanam ekagraham. To withdraw from the world. Unless you withdraw from this world, you cannot go there. Very simple science. If you say, no, I want to remain in this world also, I want to get this also, it nahi hoga. You have to withdraw from the world. Okay. Then Bhagwan ji says, karenge.
Tatatmani loke cha भक्ति युक्त समाहितः द्रष्टासि माम तत ब्रह्मन् मयि लोकांस्त्वमात्मनः.
तथा आत्मनि लोके च भक्ति युक्त समाहित, समाहित व्हेन यू मेडिटेट, व्हेन द माइंड इज एब्जॉर्ब्ड विथ डिवोशन, तथा आत्मनि लोके देन यू विल सी इन योरसेल्फ. द्रष्टांसि माम तत ब्रह्मन् मयि, यू विल फाइंड मी, Ma, me, pervading everything in the world. Pervading everything. You will find you are also pervaded by me, and the whole world is also pervaded by me. And lokastva atmana, and you will find all of them in me, including you. That means one in all and all in one. That one is in all of us. And all are in him. Same question was asked by Arjun. At one place in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that everything is in me and I am in all of them. The Lord said, Bata, show me that you are everywhere. Then Lord told Vibhuti Yoga in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that you meditate on me, close your eyes, and you will find me in your heart. So Arjun was thinking that whenever I want to see you, that I have to close my heart, meditate on you, then I will find you there. He asked, can I see you with open eye? He said, yes. Vibhuti Yoga. How you will find me in each and everything of the world? He gave 70 examples, 70, more than 70. And then he gave one sutra, one principle. Wherever you find the speciality, that is me. Chair has got the specialty that gives you comfort on sitting. That is me. The sun is giving you light and heat. That light and heat is me. The water is quenching your thirst, the rasa. That rasa is me. This way, if you see everywhere, you'll find I am there with open eyes. Then Arjun said, okay, Bhagwan, samajh mein aa gaya. Now you show me all in one. The Bhagwan says, okay, you see. Vishwarup Darshan, everything is showed at one place. You want to see Chicago? Okay. Kurukshetra mein dikha diya Chicago bhi. All in one. The same thing is written here. It's in the Bhagavad, or whether you go into Gita, it's the same thing. How Lord is pervading everywhere? Vedant. Ignorance. Principle of existence. Same thing. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Aham Atma Gurakesa Sarva Bhuta Asaya Sita. I am the Atma of all beings. So the Atman in the elephant, the Atman in the ant, and the Atman in me is one and same. Sarva Bhuta Asaya Sita is one and same everywhere.
यदा तु सर्वभूतेषु दारुष्वग्निमिव स्थितं प्रतिचक्षीत मां लोको जयान्तर्हव कश्मलम्
यदा तु सर्वभूतेषु दारुष्वग्निमिव स्थितं व्हेन यू आर एबल टू सी लाइक फायर इन ऑल लॉक्स डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ वुड इज देयर बट इन ईच ऑफ देम द फायर इज देयर. Are we able to see the fire? No. Now in the winter, on all the petrol pumps, they have got the fire logs they have kept. Can we see the fire in that fire log? No. So long you are seeing the only the outer thing, you are suffering. The moment you light that fire log, you get the heat and then you enjoy. Similarly, so long you are seeing the panchakosa, you are suffering. So long you are seeing the log only, you are suffering. When you see the heat, you enjoy. Similarly, one who is enlivening the panchakosa, when you come to know it, you enjoy. Who is enlivening this panchakosa? These are all inert. He is enlivening. So once you come to know your Atman, then you enjoy. But if you see only the panchakosa outside, you are suffering. That is what he says. Yada tu sarva bhuteshu darus agnimiv sitam pratichachit mam loko jayyatarva kasmalam. And once you come to know me, all the kasmal, all the sorrow, and do you believe? All the sorrows will end. How will you scientifically prove? There are only two things in the world. Who is giving you sorrow? Where are we attached? What we have to do? Detach from anatma, then half job done. If you detach, it is only half job. Then you have to remember the question, that story of that boy. Guru told him, you will not play Raju till the exam. You will not play cricket in the street. In India, they play cricket in the street. Exam is coming. Raju appeared in the exam and still failed. He didn't play after that. Swamiji even said, no. Then Swamiji asked, what was the question? Did you play? No. Did you study? No. Why? You didn't say. So only detachment will not going to help you. Half job. Whatever energy is saved, then you have to find out this. Attach, detach and attach. यदा तु सर्वभूतेषु उदारुषु अग्निविस्थितं प्रतिचिष्टति महालोको जय्यातर्वे कस्मलम्. व्हेन यू कम टू नो मी ऑल द सॉरोज विल एंड. दैट इज वाई इन आवर वेदांत इट इज सेड व्हाट इज मुक्ति. मुक्ति इज आत्यंतिक दुख निवृत्ति एंड आत्यंतिक सुख प्राप्ति व्हाइल लिविंग हियर. We don't deal in the subject after death. We guarantee Jivan Mukti here. While living, you will get it.
Yada rahitam atmanam bhutendriya gunashayaihi swarupe namayopetam pashyan swarajamrichyati.
Yada rahitam atmanam bhutendriya gunashayaihi. When you are able to see me without Atmanam means your mind. Mind. Bhut means Pancha Mahabhut. Indriya, senses. Gunasai, Prakriti Gun. When you see me without all these things, without mind, without element, without senses, and without Prakriti Gun, that means devoid of all this. Prakriti Gun. This is all created by Prakriti Gun, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Mind, Indriya, everything is created by Sattva, Rajas, Tamas or Pancha Mahabhut. So when you see me devoid of all these things, Swarupena Mayopetam, you will get your Swarup. That is your Swarup, that Atman you will get. Pasan Swarajam Richati, and you will get your Swarajya. That is your Rajya, that is your kingdom. And reaching there means liberation. And knowing that Atman is liberation.
Nana karma vitanena prajavanne sisikshatah natma vasi dattas means te varshiyan madanukrahah.
Now he says, Nana karma vitanena praja vaivi sisrishtita. Now you go and start creation. How? Nana karma, according to the karma of each jiva. You have to create the whole cosmos. Nana karma. So according to our karma, we are given dress. Human dress or plant dress or animal dress, according to our karma. So according to the karma of everybody, you do. What does that mean? In the pralaya kal, all jivas are there with their karma. What Brahmaji has to do? Brahma has to give you the upadhi, the conditioning. So that according to your karma account, paap and punya, you are able to enjoy and suffer. Except in the human form, all other are bhog bhumis. Plant kingdom, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, and the heaven devatas. They are all bhog bhumi. They exhaust their paap and punya there. And this bhumi in the human form, it is the karma bhumi. Others are not allowed to do the karma. They have got no freedom in karma. So he is saying, nana karma vitanena praja vaibhi sishita. Now you create. Na atmanam avasidatya manste varsyan madanugra. You will not get perplexed. You will not get depressed. There will be no confusion. How? Varsyan madanugra. Because of my grace in abundance. My grace is with you. So you go and create all the jiva according to their karma. This is a very good question. First the seed came or the tree came?
Yeah.
और पहले और द फर्स्ट द बॉडी केम देन द कर्म एंड शास्त्र से अकॉर्डिंग टू कर्म बॉडी तो विच वन केम फर्स्ट शास्त्र से इट इज अनादि बिगिनिंगलेस नंबर वन नंबर टू व्हाट इज अवर गोल शुड बी रिसर्च विच वन इज द फर्स्ट वन और शुड आई गेट आउट ऑफ दिस मेरे को इसे बाहर निकलना है इवन स्वामी चिन्मयानंद जी ऑल्सो आज तपोवन महाराज आई वॉन्ट टू नो वेन डिड इट स्टार्ट अ विद्या तपोवन जी से आई एम हियर टू टीच यू विद्या आई विल नॉट टॉक अबाउट द विद्या इफ समबडी वॉन्ट टू रिसर्च लेट हिम रिसर्च द होल लाइफ ही विल नॉट गेट आंसर टू दिस इट इज देयरफॉर इट इज अनादि बिगिनिंगलेस डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम टू फाइंड आउट वेन इट स्टार्ट पहले अंडा की मुर्गी कि पहले शरीर अनलेस यू गेट द बॉडी यू कैन डू द कर्म एंड नाउ इट इज अकॉर्डिंग टू द कर्म यू गिव द बॉडी सो वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू रिसर्च इन दैट एक्सेप्ट इट इज अनादि इट इज कमिंग इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस डोंट ट्राई टू फाइंड आउट द कॉज ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस Remove the ignorance by knowledge. That is to be done. Ultimately, only Brahman is there. Nothing else is there. World is not there. That is the ultimate thing.
Rishi madhyam navadhnati papi amstvam rajo gunah yan mano mai nirvadham प्रजा संसृजतोपि ते
नाउ ही सेड पापियांस्त्वम रजोगुण रजोगुण इज द कॉज ऑफ सिन व्हाट इज रजोगुण एक्टिव इन सत्वगुण माइंड इज काम क्वाइट सीरीन ब्रिलियंट इन रजोगुण इट्स एक्टिव एंड रजोगुण इज द कॉज ऑफ ऑल पापा ऑल सिंस बिकॉज यू डू कर्म विदाउट रजोगुण यू कांट डू द कर्म एंड नॉट नोइंग हाउ टू डू द कर्म We are all acting. So what we are doing? We are collecting papa. Hey, this is papa. This vasana is the sin. This is the papa. Likes and dislikes we are collecting. Rishim adyam na bhagnati. You are the first one. Adyam. Brahmaji is the first rishi. There is no creation. Lord is telling to Brahmaji, you are the first rishi. Na bhagnati, you will not be bound. By what? By the Rajogun. Why Rajogun is needed? Because you are going to create the whole cosmos. And without Rajogun, you cannot create. Tamogun mein nahi hota hai creation. In the Satogun also will not happen. For the creation, Rajogun is needed. Why there will not be sin? He says, Yan mano mai nirbaddham. Because your mind is always with me. Yan mano mai nirviddham praja sansritopi te. If your mind is with me and you are creating the whole world, then there is no papa. So this is for Brahmaji. What is for us? If we are also doing the karma and our mind is with the Lord, batao. What is that? Karma Yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, it is Karma Yoga. You do everything for my happiness. Same thing. Mind is there. And the Mahatma gives the example of the Tanpura. The singer sings, the Tanpura is continuously there. Similarly, you do actions outside, but your mind should always be tuned to the Lord. That means the jiva has to surrender all his actions to the Lord. If we do that way, clear.
Gyatoham bhavata tvadya durvigeyo pidehinam yanmam tvam mannase yuktam bhutendriya gunatma bhihi.
Gyatoham bhavata tvadya durvigeyo pidehinam. Gyato aham. यू आर सीइंग मी नाउ लॉर्ड इज टॉकिंग, भगवान इज टॉकिंग टू ब्रह्मा जी. ज्ञातो हम तो अद्य दुर्भेग्योपि देहिनाम, बट फॉर द जीवा देहिनाम अदर इम्बॉडीमेंट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड लॉर्ड. फॉर द देहिनाम इट इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट. ब्रह्मा जी गॉट द दर्शन. यन्वम ताम मन्य से अयुक्तम भूतेन्द्रिय गुणात् भी, एंड यू रिगार्ड मी एज फ्री ऑफ भूत इंद्रिय गुण आत्म भी. दैट मीन्स यू नो बोथ निर्गुण एंड सगुण. ओ ब्रह्मा जी, आई एम स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू इन ए फॉर्म, द फॉर्म ऑफ विष्णु. आई एम टॉकिंग टू यू, बट यू नो मी इवन विदाउट फॉर्म ऑल्सो आई एग्जिस्ट. Without the bhuta, without the element, five great element, without the indriya, without the mind also, you know me.
Tubhyam madvi chikitsayam atma me darshito bahihi nale nasalile moolam pushkarasya vichinvatah.
Tubhyam madvi chikitsayam atma me darshito bahihi. You were once trying to search me outside. Once Brahmaji tried to find out what is my substance, what is my source. You remember Brahmaji went inside that stem of the lotus and he didn't find the end of it. What is the substance of the lotus? You could not find it. Nalena salilam mulam. You went there in the nalena, in the, that stem, wanted to reach the mool, the root, but you could not reach. But now you have come to know that you got me inside you. When you close your eyes, when you withdraw from the world, you found out that your source is inside you. Where is my source? It is inside me. Do the tapas, you will find also.
Yatcha karthanga mat stotram mat katha budayankitam yadva tapasite nishtha
sa esa mad anugraha. Whatever you have done, this is because of my grace, my anugraha, mad anugraha. What you have done, yat karthanga mat stotram, whatever you have done, the stuti, or whatever the katha in between the stuti you have told me, glorifying me, madabangatam yadva tapasi te nishta, or whatever faith you have got in the tapas you have done. So Brahmaji did the tapas, he did the stuti, and he spoke the glory of the Lord also. He says, it's all because of madanugra, it is because of me. How is that? Madanugra. Simple, very simple, because he is consciousness. Consciousness in Brahmaji, because of that consciousness, he was able to speak. So therefore, the anugraha of the consciousness is already there. Without consciousness, how can you speak? How can you do the tapas? All those things are inert. Because body is made of inert thing, mind is also made of inert thing. So there is the anugraha.
Priti yamastu bhadram te lokanam vijaye chaya yadasto shirgunamayam nirgunam manuvarnayam.
Priti yamastu bhadram te, I am very much pleased with you. Priti yam lokanam vijaye chaya, may you prosper in this world. Yadas taisi gunamayam nirgunam manu varnayan. You have described me both gunamayam, gunamayam with sagun, and nirgunam. You have described me both ways. Therefore, I am very, very pleased with you. You know my nirgun form and you know my sagun form also. So Bhagwan Krishna, Bhagwan Ram, Vishnu, they are all sagun form, and without the form, nirgun form. So he is telling ब्रह्मा जी आई एम वेरी हैप्पी विथ यू दैट यू हैव कम टू नो बोथ द फॉर्म्स निर्गुण एंड सगुण.
येते नपुमान नित्यं स्तुत्वा स्तोत्रेन मां भजेत तस्याशु संप्रसीदेयं सर्वकामवरेश्वरः.
येतेन पुमान नित्यं स्तुत्वा स्तोत्रेन मां भजेत. एनी पर्सन, पुमान मीन्स एनी पर्सन. एतेन स्तुत्वा स्तोत्रेन मां भजेत. Whatever Brahmaji Stuti has done, which we discuss in detail, if any person does that Stuti to me in the same form, then what will happen? Tasyasu samprasideyi. I will be very, very pleased with that. And sarvakama vareshwara, whatever he desires, I will give him. So if you have got the desire, any desire, what you should do? What the Stuti Brahmaji has done? Do the Stuti. And Lord will be happy. Very simple science. If somebody praises you, don't you become happy? So Lord also will be, if you do his stuti, he will be also happy. So whatever desire you want, have. And he will fulfill your desire. Sarva kame vareshwar. He will give you the var. He is the Ishwar. And we have seen in Bhagavad Gita also, he is the giver of fruit of action. Karma phal data he is. So whatever you desire, he will give you.
Purtena tapasa yajnaihi danai yoga samadhina radham nisreyasam pumsam mat priti tattvavin matam.
Tattvit matam. Tattvin matam means the knower of the truth. Those who tattvit, those who know the truth, they say, you can get that. You can get that Lord. What is that? Nisrayam. Nisrayam means the moksha you will get. How? Purtena tapasa yagya dana yoga samadhina. Purtena. What is purta? Purta karma. Ishta and purta, there are two karmas. Ishta karma is that when you do the yaga and yagya, ritual fires, in the righteous way you are trying to fulfill your desire, that is called Ishta Karma. What is Purta Karma? Purta Karma you are doing for the society, like Dharmasala or a hospital or a school or a dispensary, you open for others, or you dig a well for in the village, that is all Purta Karma. Do you know we have got a chick program, and all the chicks go to India, they go to the village, in the village they go on a court program, and they go and help there to make some toilets or some school or some building, some utility center, purta karma, doing for others. You might have seen in India also, earlier time they used to have the piao for giving the water. They have to have the kiosk. Somebody is giving water in the summer time. All purta karma. Purta, then tapasa. What is tapas? Manas. Again and again it is coming. Tapasa, then yagya. Yagya is the karma kand, the sacrificial things you have to do. Sacrifices. Dana, dana dena hai. It's written here also, in Bhagavad Gita also, yagya dana tapai, you have to do. Dana, yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, yoga you have to do. What is this yoga? We are doing karma, but it is not karma yoga. Why it is not karma yoga? Because we are not worshipping Lord with our karma. Whom are we worshipping now? That is the
difference.
Everybody knows. Samadhina, radham nisriyam sapunsam mat priti, and you will get by yagya dan tap samadhi, by you will get me. So purta karma. By doing the purta karma, your vasanas get exhausted, mind becomes pure. The moment you do for others, your mind expands. You know, so at this point of time, some people only think about themselves. Better than that, they think about their family only. Mane itna bas, me and my two children, that's all. Third one, further expands. I have to do something for the society also. Then they come to the state level. Slowly, slowly they expand their mind. So, sir, we have to start with the purta karma. Then tapas, yagya, dan, yoga and samadhi.
Ahamatmatmanam dhatah preshtasan preyasamapi atomai ratim kuryat dehadiryat krite priyah.
Aham atma atmanam dhata prishta sana priya samapavi. Aham atma Paul. I am atma of all. I am atma of all beings. And prishta sana priya samapavi. And I am the dearest of all. Dearest of all. Why a person loves himself most? Because the Atman is inside. And one Mahatma proved, he said, in the nature also it is like that. All animals, all beings love themselves most. I love my wife because I love myself most. How? The one Mahatma said he saw there was a flood in the village. And there was a monkey and the baby monkey. Baby monkey, you have seen the always clinging to the mother. So the flood water level was rising. And slowly, slowly, this monkey is also climbing on the top of the tree. And when the level came up to that top level of the tree, you know what the mother did? She threw the child in the water and sat on that. What does that mean? I love myself most. I love others for my sake. Ato mai ratim kuryat deha diyat krite priya. But the people, instead of loving the Atman, they love this body, perishable body. They waste their so much of time in preserving this gross body.
Sarva veda mayenedam atmanatma atmayonina prajasrija yatha purvam yascha mayanusheratah.
Sarva vedmaya. Sarva vedmaya means Brahmaji. Vedmaya means Brahmaji. Sarva vedmaya enat atmana atmanam atmayonina. You are born from me, number one. And number two, without any extraneous things, now you create the whole world. Praja srija yatha purvam vyascha maya asurirate mai anusirate. Praja srija yatha purvam, you create all the praja, all the subject yatha purvam, as it was in the previous cycle. Yascha mai anusirate. Yascha, where is this praja now? These are all latently in me. Paramatma is saying, they are all in me in the subtle form. So you create the whole creation. With the knowledge I have given you already, you do this thing.
Maitre uvacha tasma evam jagat srishte pradhana purusheshwaraha vyajjedam svena rupena kanchanavasti rodhate rodhade.
Tasma evam jagat srishte pradhana purusheshwara. That Lord, that Paramatma, Mahavishnu, somewhere it is in Padmanabham, that Paramatma, after giving him all the clarifications about the Srishti, and who is that Pradhan Purusa Iswaraha. Pradhan means the Maya. Somewhere you will find it is said Pradhan, sometimes you will find it is Trigun, somewhere it is said it is Maya. It's the same thing. Pradhan, when we say, when one guna is predominant, the whole creation is made with the tamogun pradhan maya. The whole creation is tamogun pradhan maya. In Tattvabodh, we see that from the tanmatra, from the subtle element, something is created. Mind, intellect. Then with the rajogun, organs of action and pranas are created. And with the tamogun, the whole cosmos is created. So this is tamogun pradhan maya. Therefore it is called pradhan. Pradhan also means maya. Sattva-rajas-tamas, prakriti, it is maya. Prakriti, then the sattva-rajas-tamas are equal. And when the equilibrium is disturbed, when equilibrium is disturbed, when the fruit of action fructify. The moment the fruit of action fructify, there is a disturbance in the sattva, rajas and tamas. And for the enjoyment and suffering of the fruit of action, the creation has to be made. And that creation is made by the tamogun pradhan maya. So that is called pradhan. Pradhan, prakriti, maya. Tasma evam jagat srishti pradhan purusheshwara. Who is the Ishwar? So we are finding two things here. One is the inert portion, another is the sentient things. So the sentience, it is called the Purus, Pradhan is called the Maya, and the Ishwar of both this Pradhan and Purus is that Lord, that Paramatma who was talking to Brahmaji. So after giving all the clarification, what he said, what he did, Vyajedam Svena Rupena, he withdrew his form. That means he disappeared from the sight of Brahmaji. After giving him all the knowledge and everything, he withdrew his form.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiya Skande Navamo Dhyayah.
Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
So the next class will be after we come back.